Pandemic Practices, Mobile Hotspots. This post features invaluable input from Zeth Lietzau and staff at the Denver Public Library by Marissa Wood, published on April 3, 2020. In response to the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, we are moving more of our lives online, including work for those lucky enough to be able to work remotely, our classrooms, and many library services. Much of this assumes that everybody has internet access at home, which we know is not the case for many low-income families, and while innovative, making programs and services available exclusively online exacerbates our persistent digital divide. While many libraries have implemented Wi-Fi hotspot lending programs to help bridge the divide, stay-at-home orders make this service more crucial than ever. We talked with Zeth Lietzau, Director of Collections, Technology, and Strategy at Denver Public Library, about their hotspot lending program, their practices, policies, and lessons they've learned. Hardware and costs. Purchasing. Through TechSoup, each hotspot is $15 upfront for an administrative fee, and then you have to pay $120 upfront per year to Mobile Beacon for the service for each device. Ultimately, the hotspots are actually on the Sprint network. In terms of filtering, Sprint offers a filtering service that you just have to request is turned on. Alternatives. DPL never filed E-rate for these. If this is still an eligible service, then it would be a great deal under the T-Mobile program, which is $40 per month for unlimited data and no upfront charge. But with E-rate, you'd have to take competitive bids and see who responded with what proposal. Lessons learned. In terms of ordering, I don't really recommend Mobile Beacon's program through TechSoup because it's been slow, confusing, and almost 1 in 20 has had a battery bulge issue that has caused us to take the hotspot out of commission and seek a replacement. Policies and procedures. Eligibility. DPL hotspots are available for checkout to any library customer with a valid full privilege card. Loan period, 3 weeks. Holdable, yes. Self-service. Hotspots are placed in their regular self-service hold pickup area and can be checked out via self-checkout. They are an RFID library. Renewable. Technically, yes, but this has never happened at DPL given demand. Titles with pending holds are not eligible for renewal, and they have a long wait list for hotspots. Packaging. Hotspots are placed in the same case they use for CD book sets and include basic information on the cover about how to use the device. Device management. DPL has chosen a high-touch method to be more responsive to demand for hotspots. Inventory is monitored, and any devices not returned within 2 days of the due date are manually set to lost status, generating a bill. They then communicate the device number to the vendor to suspend service to the device. The rationale here is that non-functioning device is no use to the customer, and that returning it is in their best interest to reverse replacement costs and unlock their account. Additional resources. Library Journal did a solid article on hotspot options, costs, and other considerations that are still relevant and accurate. www.librarygiornal.com/?detail-story=hot-spot-tech-knowledge. Does your library have a hotspot lending program? Have you changed policies and procedures related to hotspot lending in the context of the coronavirus pandemic and Colorado stay-at-home order? If you have information you would like to share with the Colorado library community, please reach out to Marissa Wood at mwood@coloradovirtuallibrary.org or by phone at 303-351-2338.